We live in a very narrow world, a world of struggle, a world of war. This world is called thought. It is a land of a conversation about life rather than the experience of life itself. And we grieve. Thought is an exquisite evolutionary gift. It has allowed the earth to describe itself to itself. But we have forgotten it is a tool for discerning reality. It is not equivalent to reality itself. In our fascination with it, we have become lost, even to the point of identifying ourselves as thought. But who we are is much more than thought. As we begin to disentangle our identity, we can learn how to use thought rather than having thought use us. The basic core steps to becoming bigger than thought are covered in the awareness meditation tape. This tape is a more detailed exploration of one of the main aspects of thought that keep us seduced into its content. We're exploring thought's ability to judge. We have 65,000 thoughts a day. As you begin to be able to watch this stream, it can be seen that most of these ideas come from the movement of trying to go towards what we like and away from what we don't like. In order to discern what we consider good or bad, the mind evaluates, judges, compares, and criticizes. Unfortunately for most of us, this critical capacity has a tendency to turn its glaring light on our beliefs about ourselves. As Stephen Levine has said, if we would talk to our friends like we talk to ourselves, we wouldn't have any friends. The mind's cruelty, its relentlessness is awesome. Usually very subtly, but sometimes quite loudly and obnoxiously, it compares us to some mythical idea of what we should be and then berates us for coming up short of perfection. This capacity to judge and be cruel to ourselves grew to enormous proportions in my own life. It was the main voice in my head that I listened to throughout my days. An image that sums up my experience is of a high hill in the England of old. From the top of the hill, you can look down over a patchwork quilt of fields. It's a beautiful day, sunny, warm, with a gentle breeze. You can see people walking with sheaves of wheat and scythes over their shoulders. You can hear the sounds of children playing in the creek nearby, and of bees collecting pollen from the flowers. Crowning the hill is a large deciduous tree, spreading its branches out far and wide. In the air, right next to the tree, and about 20 feet off the ground, is a maze made of stone and mortar, with bits of glass sprinkled throughout. It is completely enclosed, dark, foreboding. That is where I lived. That was the maze of my mind that I had crawled into when I was young. The mortar, the glue that held it all together, was the judger, the belief that there was something inherently wrong about me. I never saw the light of day. My first moments out of the maze were absolutely astounding. I discovered that autumn leaves have color. I spent much of that first fall driving around completely enthralled with the vibrancy of life. I had been so caught in the maze, I hadn't been present for life in decades. What is evident now is that in childhood, each of us begin to weave a conversation about who we are, and slowly and surely begin to pay more attention to the story than to the experience of life itself. We stay glued to this novel because one of its main themes is that we are not okay as we are, so we need to figure out how to make it all better. It's the maze trying to fix the maze. Is it possible to dissolve the mortar of the judger and to live outside of the maze? Is it possible to accept ourselves as we are right now and know the joy and connection that comes from that? Yes. It is not only what is asking to be born in the realm of human consciousness, it is also an essential piece of the healing of our planet. Each of us need to learn how to become bigger than the wars in our mind, but not with our old tools of fixing, changing, and rearranging ourselves. Our standard style of trying to heal would be to see the judger, try to figure out where it came from and how we can get rid of it. That is just the judger judging the judger. It may bring us better states of mind, which is essential in our healing, but it is still being caught in the maze of wanting ourselves to be different than what we are.